You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. So thankful to have you with us at the start of a really, really cool journey. Details up next.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's one of my favorite times of the year, and we're going to do something that is one of my favorite things of all time to ever do, and that is to make a child's Christmas really special. Scott Wilder, American Leprosy Mission, you, right now, Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I don't know about you, but it's been worse this year than ever. I'm a Christmas geek, okay? So I'm over at Fox on Tuesday, and Harris is there. We did not discuss, but I wore my Christmas plaid tie. Alex, did you see what I wore today? My Christmas plaid tie. She had a dress on that was the same color. We looked like the Bobbsey twins, and so people were like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm a Christmas geek. I love Christmas. I love everything about it. I love what it stands for. I love what it means. It's the basis of my faith. God broke out of heaven and came to earth and said, I'm going to provide a way for you to be forgiven and have relationship with me. I mean, you think about the miracle that Christmas is. And I know that this can get sloppy and get into commercialism and get into all this other stuff. I even think there's benefits to that as a culture, to acknowledge something that is special where we give a gift from one person to another because we love that person. Like, that is not a cultural value that we're championing anymore. In fact, we're doing everything we can at every turn to try to stop that. So I'm not going to change. And I'm not going to apologize for not changing. I love Christmas. It gets me going in the worst way. And we've got Christmas music already playing at the house. The big argument this year was, do you start it after Halloween or do you start it after Thanksgiving? My oldest and my youngest were with mom. They were like, no, after Halloween, that's all that goes on because there are no Thanksgiving songs. And my lovable 5-year-old, my cuddler, my gentle one comes up. He goes, Dad, I think they're wrong. And I said, why, Jonathan? Why do you think they're wrong? He goes, because we haven't given thanks at Thanksgiving yet. And so that kind of guilted the other three. And so they delayed the start of the Christmas music. But friends, what we're going to do here for the next couple of days, and I do it until we help every one of these kids, is really, really special. And it brings a tear to my eye to think that there's going to be some child that a miracle is going to happen in their life because we spend this time talking to you about it right now. Scott Wilder, my partner in crime in being a Christmas geek, shows up every year in December. And with him, he comes with stories and with tales of miracles that have been performed. Scott, welcome back. American Leprosy Mission is the banner under which you join us.
Yeah.
Why is it a miracle-working organization?
Isn't it something? I mean, it's hard to believe that the leprosy still exists, but it does. Leprosy still exists around the world. But the good news is there's a cure, and it's affordable, and all we have to do is deliver that cure. So American Leprosy Missions has been around for over 100 years. Yes, it's a ministry. It's not just a nonprofit. It is nothing wrong with nonprofits are great, but this is done in Jesus' name. And you can imagine, the power of the personal testimony is huge. You know, when you have, let's say you're raised in a faith community and raised in a family of faith, and somebody says, well, why do you believe? And you say, well, my mom and dad believed. Well, that's powerful, but guess what? Maybe somebody else says, well, my mom and dad didn't believe. Then you're challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I was raised this way. This was the community I was raised in. They say, well, I was raised in a different community. But when you have the power of the personal testimony that somebody says, here's why I believe. I believe because he changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. That's powerful. That cannot be rebutted. And so when we're able to deliver the cure for leprosy in Jesus' name, in places that are pretty dark, spiritually speaking, in Africa, and we're able to deliver this, it does get the attention of a family, a person, a community, a village, and maybe even spreads beyond villages to make a difference, not just for time, but also for eternity. So we're excited about the chance to do it together again today with you.
Well, and the layers are so multifaceted here, because it starts by one person listening right now, calling a phone number, 800-979-1980. They call that number. They give a gift. That gift facilitates through American Leprosy Mission to purchase and deliver medication that then is delivered to a child in one of those 16 countries that then takes the medication, and a disease that they've had that they didn't do anything to get. It was just a bacterial infection that they were afflicted with, comes to an end in their life. And Scott, the layers to that are, if you have leprosy, you're a social outcast. You probably can't live with your family. You are made to suffer much of your life alone. And the longer that takes place, the worse things get. Now, imagine the opposite of that happening. Okay, so imagine having that as kind of being your sentence for life. And then someone comes and gives you the cure. And now you get to have those rejoined relationships. And you get to play with your siblings on Christmas Day, and you get to go to church, and you get to sing, and you get to do all the stuff in school that all the other kids get to do, but you don't get to do because you're contagious and you've got a disease that ostracizes you. Imagine all of that in reverse. Friends, that's what your $30 does. Now, Scott, we've talked a little bit about what $30 is. And, you know, it's not insignificant, but let me tell you some of the things that my family. So on Saturdays, if I'm feeling particularly lazy and I'm picking up the 8-year-old from Taekwondo and I'm going home and I've told the lovely bride she can have the weekend off, I'm going to take charge of the domestication during the weekend, I'm going to get lunch. Our family right now, and I know the exact order, it's which chicken nuggets, which sandwich, which salad. But to spend lunch at Wendy's for the five of us, $36.83. And I know that because I've ordered it so many weekends on so many different occasions that I know it's $36.83 if we order the exact same order. For that amount of money, for the amount of money that it costs me to go through the drive-thru on Saturday afternoon, I can give one child a cure for the rest of their life. Now, you may think, well, $30 feeds your family for a meal. It does. But there's other things that we waste $30 on a regular basis. And so I'm not asking you to give up something that's important, like feeding your family. But what costs you $30 that you could say, wow, that's all it costs to cure a child forever? Sometimes, Scott, I think it's the comparison of what we actually spend our money on and what we could spend our money on that actually helps us understand.
You know, and I believe for most of us, it is not a matter of having to choose. It's not a matter of, well, if I do this, then I can't do this. You know, I wanted to take the kids, ice skating, but I can't do it because I'm doing this. Usually we find a way to do the things that we want to do. We have been that right. Blessed. I mean, we are that blessed. So it's not a matter of one has to replace the other. It's a matter of, would you also do this?
Right.
I'm from the great state of Texas. We have a great state fair every year. And I've been for all my years, I've been to the state fair of Texas. Now with, you know, kids, a family of five out there, and they probably bring friends. You're dropping down a couple $100, you know, just to get in the door and eat a bunch of horrible fried food.
That's right.
You know, that's before you throw the baseball to knock down the bottles or the milk bottles, or before you ride a roller coaster. And I've never said, well, I'm not going to do that, and I'll put that money somewhere else. But I have said to myself, you know what? If I can do that.
If I'm willing to spend it on that.
If I can spend $150 on a tee time to play golf on Saturday,
right,
I'll be able to find $50 or $60 or $90 to cure a child of leprosy, especially this time of year. I mean, what a Christmas gift. For a stocking stuffer price, you can cure a child of leprosy. Or maybe you do five, or maybe you do 10. Just look across and count up those stockings on the mantle there. Ooh, five, that would be $150. That's a drop in the bucket. It would be like having fast food gift cards that you drop in each
basically.
Of those. That's
yeah.
all it is. So I hope you call today and be a part of it right now.
800-979-1980. There are 520 children that American Leprosy Mission have identified. They already know where they are. They know who they are. They know where they live. They know what their needs are. Friends, we could permanently cure those 520 kids, $30 per child. It's not my job to tell you how many. Would love for you to consider a gift of $300 that would cure 10, $150 would cure 5. But what God puts on your heart to do, that's what you should do. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Also at am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Time to talk about one of my favorite restaurants, the one and only legendary Dino and Harry's Steakhouse in Hoboken, New Jersey. If you've never been to Dino and Harry's, I suggest you get there as soon as you can and find out why it has been rated the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. The food is too good to describe. From mouthwatering steaks and seafood to chicken dishes, fresh vegetables, unbelievable appetizers, the list goes on and on. Everything prepared to your liking. Not only is the food fantastic, but the decor. It's like going back in time. Turn-of-the-century saloon, vaulted ceilings, tile floors, enormous windows. And who could forget that beautiful hand-carved cherry wood bar? They even film scenes from on the waterfront in City Hall in this legendary place. Go online to DinoandHarrys.com, check out the menu, and make reservations. You never know which celebrity or sports star might be dining next to you. Call 201-659-6202. That's 201-659-6202. Dino and Harry's at 163rd 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make your reservations today and tell them your friend Kevin McCullough said hi. Every week on Kevin McCullough Radio, we promise you that we're going to get an answer for you, a legal answer to some question that you have with Mike Connors, Connors and Sullivan. He's heard Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer. And Mike, this week's question comes from Chris. He says, Mike, what criteria must a surrogate use to make health care decisions? Seems kind of simple, is it?
Well, it's not really simple. You know, a lot of these decisions are not easy. I mean, the toughest decision I think some people have to make, if you're in a coma, and you know, this goes against my grain, but if you're in a coma, there's some people say, I would like to withdraw artificial hydration nutrition and in effect be starved to death. And that's one of the toughest decisions. And of course, you should go to the person who, you know, originally signed the writing or whatever and try to figure out what their intent was. But it's not an easy decision, and it's certainly not an easy decision, you know, ahead of time. It takes some prayer and thought. And I think too many people sign these things, you know, if I'm in a coma, I want to withdraw artificial hydration and nutrition. And I've heard, you know, Father Frank Pavone, he was at Terry Schiavo's deathbed.
Sure. Yep.
It was a horrible death.
It was. And I guess my guess in the question, though, if it's simple or not, is if the surrogate is going according to the wishes of the person, if it's in writing, it could be simple. If it's and that doesn't mean it's easy, but it could be clear cut.
Yeah, it might be clear cut. But even then, I think a lot of people sign some of these living will declarations and they really don't know what they're signing. But you've got to use the best judgment you can have under the circumstances. You have to play the cards that are in front of you. Does the doctor say, you know, somebody may be in a coma. Do they have a chance to come out? Is it brain activity? There's so many things involved, but you have to use your best discretion in accordance with the instruction given you by the person who made the document in the first place.
All right, friends, maybe you've got questions. One of the best ways to be prepared is to plan, and that's what Connors and Sullivan can help you do. 718-238-6500 for their main office, 718-238-6500, convenient offices in five different locations across the five boroughs. And you can also send your questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. That's askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Fragrance makes for dreamy holiday gifts, and Ulta Beauty is the place to get them. So gift your impossible-to-impress daughter an irresistible scent from Clinique My Happy, and gift your hard-to-please sister a fruity and floral scent from KKW Fragrance. And then get ready to gift yourself, too, because when you buy a fragrance of $50 or more, you'll get a free plush throw or luxury robe for having the good sense to gift great scents. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Westchester Christian Worship Center in White Plains invites you to a special presentation on December 12th with Dr. Gary Young, author and speaker, and a man born of the Jewish faith. God put his hand on Dr. Young's heart, and he became a Hebrew Christian, which is exactly what the apostles of Jesus Christ were as well. Dr. Young will teach the deeper mysteries of Jesus Christ through Hebrew eyes in the Jewish culture. Most of the modern church world has never heard these hidden teachings. Come listen Wednesday evening, December 12th at 7 at Westchester Christian Worship Center. Admission is free. Call 914-761-3361 for more information.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring of caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, merry, ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Christmas is here.
All right, you know that voice. That's Kristen Getty. You know that in about a week, it's their fifth anniversary at Carnegie Hall. And I know that a lot of you are going to be there because you come every year. And I know that those tickets ain't cheap. I'm just saying. So it's great that you're going to spend Christmas night or a night in the Christmas season celebrating the Christmas carols with Keith and Kristen Getty. What's interesting here is, Scott, you've got me in this entire, like, compare and contrast mindset now. So I'm sitting there going, wow, so the tickets to Carnegie are, and that would cure X number of kids. And again, we're not going to go cash the tickets in now. We're going to celebrate. We're going to sing Christmas carols. There's not that many places you can sing Christmas carols anymore. It's good to do that. It's good to spend this evening with your children and to revel in the beauty of Christmas. But what about adding to that celebration, to that expression, a permanent cure for a child that at this stage in their life, if they don't get, their life is not going to improve.
Yeah, you know, it's just to explain for a second about what leprosy actually does,
right,
to a child or to anyone, to an adult also. It's a bacterial disease and it impacts the nerves. You know, you ever bumped your elbow? We call it, you hit your funny bone, right? You hit the funny bone. It's not that funny when it happens to you. It's not a funny bone when you hit your own funny bone. But that's because you have nerves. It's a nerve center. You have nerve centers in your elbows and your knees. And in fact, it is the palms of the hands that go numb. I saw a gentleman the other day. It was actually in Nepal. And the skin had been burned off of all of his knuckles, because he had no sensation in his hands, and when he was warming his hands by the fire, he didn't know that his knuckles had caught on fire.
Mm.
I mean, this is how bad it can get. The soles of your feet, you lose a sensation there. So you can see that a woman who weaves baskets or works in the marketplace, she can no longer do that. She can't even do this stuff and send it off. People don't want her to be with them. And a father who works in the fields, he can't tend the fields the way he should because he can't grip the plow. He can't walk behind an ox or a donkey to get the job done. We can arrest, we can stop leprosy wherever we find it. You certainly can lose fingers and toes. I was in a leprosy hospital for 2 days. Last time I was in Cote d'Ivoire. And, man, it was stark. If you could have been with me and seen what I saw and heard what I heard and even smelled the smells that I smelled, you would not believe it. Mm. You wouldn't believe it. Mm. So leprosy can devastate. It can destroy. It can separate families. It certainly can be the kind of thing that will make you put you on a path where you're alone for the rest of your life. Doesn't have to be that way. And so $30 can cure leprosy in one child, $90 in three, $150 in five, $300 one-time gift can cure 10 kids of leprosy. It's easy to do. It's ours to do. It's a Christ-like thing to do. I think it's a unique opportunity. My guess is that the last time you heard somebody talk about curing leprosy was the last time I talked to you about curing leprosy. Because even the, you know, some pastors are like, what, really? For real?
Yeah.
It's still around? It is. And American Leprosy Missions, a Christian ministry, the largest, oldest Christian, non-denominational ministry working to provide the cure and care for those suffering from leprosy around the world. For over 100 years, been doing it, and doing it better and better and better every year, thanks to people like the people listening today.
And doing it in the name and message of the gospel of Jesus, which is what it's all about. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. When you were describing the ill effects of the hands and the feet and how they lose function, I remember a story that you told a couple of years ago about a man that, I mean, you could literally like step on a nail and never even know it, which then leads to infections that then that adversely impacts the entire health of the entire body. If we can stop that, friends, the quality of life that that child gets, it just charts them on a whole new course. And then not to be contagious, not to have that ability to give it to anybody else, that is so vital. But kind of most interesting here is that the isolation that the person has to live with can go away. So think about a child. Think about a child that may just really long to have a mom and a dad that kiss them goodnight and put them in bed and say, hey, we love you, and you know, you're here. They never get to know that, that alienation, that isolation. And, you know, I got to think that the enemy takes such great delight in that, that the enemy of God takes such great delight in keeping people isolated and discouraged and separated from him. But is it not most Christ-like to bring together, to reconcile, to bring back to one, one that has been thrown off, even if it's not sin or in a spiritual struggle? It's in the physical concept of bringing that child back to their parents. Friends, you get to make that happen. Here's what it costs: $30 per kid. Could you do a gift of $150 to help five children? Could you do $300 to help 10 kids? Could you do $90 to help three of them? I think that most people listening could do somewhere in that range. Some of you, I think that there's at least one or two of you that could say, you know what, I'd like to do 50 kids, a one-time gift of $1,500. That would take care of maybe a whole hospital's worth of children that are now currently being treated. $3,000 gift, 100 children cured forever of the leprosy that has besieged them in their life thus far. Friends, this is the Christmas gift that you could deliver to them now. You could make that happen. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Christmas is all about Jesus coming to earth to bring us forgiveness and redemption in the way that we didn't deserve it. It's all about him loving those who are unloved. It's all about us being those unloved people. Think about how much we have to be grateful for. Would we not want to make some sort of reaction to that out of gratitude? That's the spirit with which we do this. We give to help these children because we've been given so much. And friends, it doesn't matter. You're listening on any level of economic income right now. I know that there are those amongst us that can give $30. I know that there are those amongst us that could do $30,000. What will God lead you to do? That's all that's at issue here. 800-979-1980. For 3 years, we have worked with American Leprosy Mission. Already, over 1,200 kids have been cured by you, by your gifts, in years past. We would like to see more than 1,800 children total by the time we're done this year. Will you help us? 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. A $90 gift cures three, $150 cures five. Please call right now. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What a great gift suggestion this holiday season. How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the greatest night's sleep of their lives every single night for the rest of their lives? Well, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. They are also extending the money-back guarantee all the way through March 1st of 2019. Since I started sleeping on my MyPillow, I've slept better, deeper, more soundly than I ever have before. And if you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Except missing out on good sleep. Get Mike's 4-pack. Over 50% off, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer only, money-back guarantee, until March 1st. Call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've been on the Balance of Nature for about a year. I feel great. I never get sick anymore. I used to get bronchitis and stuff. I feel like my skin is better. My face has no lines in it. For some reason, I mean, it's helping my appearance too. Not like I'm a bad-looking guy. It's just that I'm a nice-looking guy. But the thing is, I could see the features in my face getting younger. It's an amazing thing.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints in the spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Really kind of cool.
For a limited time, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
This is Handel's Messiah like you've never heard it before. Saturday, December 15th, the United Palace brings a new tradition to Washington Heights with Too Hot to Handle, the Gospel Messiah. This genre-bending reimagining of Handel's famous oratorio uses jazz, Latin, and gospel music in an electric holiday celebration you don't want to miss. Featuring guest vocalist Angela Burchett of The Color Purple, uptown jazz singer Brianna Thomas, Anwar Robinson of American Idol, and up-and-comer Yancey Garcia, along with the Washington Heights Chamber Orchestra, Fort Washington Community Choir, and more. Start a new holiday tradition with us. Come uptown to the beautiful United Palace and experience Too Hot to Handle, the Gospel Messiah. Saturday, December 15th at 3 o'clock. Tickets start at $15 at unitedpalace.org.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, Gift Baskets.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Wait a minute.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far, field and fountain,
confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, and we do wish you a very Merry Christmas. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to be able to partner once again with American Leprosy Mission. They're all about making a change. You know, we are called The Mission here at AM 570 because we ask you to help us change the world. And this is literally one of those world-changing things. ALM, Scott, if I remember correctly, started right here in the tri-state area. They were, I think, suburban New Jersey in their original address many, 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 many years ago, more than 100 years ago. And all these years have been taking, because this cure didn't exist, I don't think, for the full 100 years, but
no.
Different things have come along. They've been ministering to
sure.
people afflicted all this time. But now that they have the cure to offer, it's become even more important.
You know, and one step further than that is we've been working for years on a vaccine. And the vaccine process, as you probably know, is a very lengthy thing with the FDA and with the international bodies and international organizations. But it has just entered, I think, a little less than a year ago, it entered the human clinical trial stage, which means that within the next 2 years, perhaps, Lord willing, there could be a vaccine for leprosy, which could change, be a game changer.
Sure.
For now, it's just wonderful we have a cure. We can cure leprosy. We can eradicate a leprosy from the world if we can get to everyone that has leprosy and keep them on the medication. So that's what American Leprosy Missions does and does so well. You know, when you go into a village, I remember going into a village to see a man that was 44 years old. And he had leprosy, and his fingers were a bit gnarled, almost like in a claw-like position, and he couldn't really force them to move all the way out. But that cannot really be completely undone. So that's why we want to catch kids really early. But while we were there to see this man, who's 44 years old, and we took him some food, and we bathed his feet and took care of him in medicine and special shoes that he could use and would stay on his feet. He wouldn't have to worry about not feeling the soles of his feet. We saw a little girl, 10 years old, in the edge of the crowd. You know, when you go to these villages in another part of the world, especially in Africa, not a lot of blue-eyed people in Africa. I mean, there's some, but not a lot of blue-eyed people in Africa. And so when you go into a place like this, you stand out, as you can imagine.
A little bit, yeah.
And so people begin to gather. And it's weird because there are like two circles that form around wherever you are. They're far enough away that they could get away if they needed to, but they're close enough to be able to hear what you're saying. And that's really the whole village will come out and say, who are these people? What are they doing? And so we're talking to this man. We're sharing the love of Jesus with him. We're sharing the gospel with this man, making sure he has medication, all this stuff. But then other villages come too, and they form another circle on the outside of that. And so we see a woman with us is trained in all this, and she saw a little girl. And in fact, it's the little girl on the banner. If you go to the radio station
AM
website,
AM570TheMission.com.
Yeah, if you go to AM570TheMission.com, that's our girl. That's Grace. I was there. We took that picture of her on Thanksgiving. And so we saw her on the edge of the crowd, and this woman said, you know what? I'm pretty sure she has leprosy, and let's go find her guardian or what. It's not always parents in
she thought that because of the distance she was keeping from the crowd?
No, that's a good question. The little girl didn't even know she had it.
Oh, wow.
So she was mixed in there with everybody else. But there's a certain, they call it patches. We would call it maybe blotches or discolorations. On a dark-skinned person, it presents as a lighter tone of that color.
Gotcha.
On a white person or a lighter-skinned person, it might present as a pinkish blotch.
Okay.
And it turns out she did have them. And I could not have noticed it without you pointing it out to me. But this woman was trained. And she said, okay, we got to go find her. We got to go find her minder or her guardian or her parents or grandparents and make sure that she is diagnosed and make sure she doesn't have leprosy. She did have leprosy. And so we were able to get her diagnosed and get her the medication. But that's a great example of what American Leprosy Missions does in the 16 countries around the world. You go in to take care of the people you already know about. But while you're there, it's an eagle eye. I mean, you're looking out to see who else might need our help. We've found cases where one sibling has it, and then the other sibling gets it. And the next time you're visiting the village 2 months later, it's his spread. And so, but by going for the people that we know have it, we take care of the people that don't yet have it.
Yeah.
And that way we stop it very quickly.
Friends, we're talking about giving a permanent cure to an ancient disease. This has been around since biblical times, and it still afflicts people. But this multi-drug treatment that American Leprosy Missions can take, when they go in there, and Scott has referenced this in the on the air in the past, but they go in and like with Grace, they help a little girl get this cure. That suddenly says something to Grace's dad and her mom and the rest of her family, and that says, hey, we care about you, but why? Why do you care about us? Oh, well, because Jesus loves you. And who's this Jesus? And all those questions get to be asked and answered at that point. So it's the spread of the gospel, the cure for a little child, and you make it happen. 800-979-1980.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. Majors include business, leadership, social work, Bible and ministry, counseling, and education. Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let Nyack serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. There's still openings for the spring semester. To register, go to nyack.edu or call 877-626-2236, 877-626-2236, or go to nyack.edu.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, neck pain, or upper back pain, I want you to talk to my very good friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. Why? Because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she sees people with pain all the time. And she is simply the best when it comes to non-surgical spinal decompression. What I love about Dr. Melinda Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain and not just with scary injections or surgery. No, she wants to make sure your spine is healthy, so she'll give you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that will not cut your body or put shots into your system. Please call and find out more, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain at its source and do things like walk freely again or play with your children or grandchildren. Call her now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you right now. 718-234-6200. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You want to hear the best deal of the Christmas season? It's a very special offer from our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. When you purchase any piece of jewelry from now through January 7th, you'll get up to $500 off your purchase. That's right, whatever the price is, Lord's will slash up to $500 off the price. So whether you're in the market for an engagement ring, wedding bands, bracelets, pendants, or earrings, you'll get up to $500 off your purchase. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite of Kevin McCullough listeners for many years. Lord's will work within your budget to design the piece of jewelry of your dreams and follow up with caring that is unmatched anywhere. And you'll get an additional $500 off your purchase. Call now to set up an appointment and get that special piece of jewelry for that special someone. Anu, 212-789-8500. She'll answer the phone. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So that was a a song that they did at the tree lighting just a couple of last week. And the musician Rob Thomas is the guy that sings that there. But if you go back and you read the words to that song, this is a prayer that he basically wrote about the need for God and for God's people to be God's people during Christmas in New York City. And I was so moved by just the importance of what it says. I said, I got to get that in the bumpers this year. And friends, when I think about what we're doing and asking you to do and asking you to come and be partners with us in this fun thing that we get to do every year, and that is to help cure children and see a miracle be performed in their life that God does, but he does it because we interact with him, and it's like he's working along a certain line, and then when we line up and we get in line with that, the synergy of what that accomplishes is so much even better. I thought, wow, what a great reminder that as we touch a child, we are doing God's actual miracle. We're interacting with his supernatural so that then that is affected in their life. And think about this. 100 years ago, you could have said, well, you're going to call on a device that fits in your pocket that takes pictures, and you're going to call what's called a phone number, and then that's going to connect to somebody. You're going to give a gift through a series of digits that you tell them, and then that's going to transfer money to a group that's going to be able to take medicine to a child who's sick and has no chance of ever having a normal life, and they're going to be cured forever. Like, if that doesn't get you going a little bit, you're just humbugging it today, because this is the spirit. This is the joy of what Christmas is. Watching that miracle take place, watching it take root in one of these kids' lives. It's just really amazing. And Scott, you've got all these stories because you've been there. You've seen these kids.
You know, I take some comfort, though not much, some comfort when I don't get it, when I don't get what God is trying to do, because I remember that the disciples, the ones closest to him, also didn't get it. When the kids were around and they were like shooing them away and saying, get those kids out of here. They didn't get it.
Yeah.
They were closest to Jesus, spent every minute of every day with him, and they still didn't get it. So I don't get it sometimes too, but you know, today we can come together and say, you know, we can change a child's life forever. When you're talking about people that have leprosy, again, leprosy exists. There's a cure for leprosy. It's cheap and it's easy to deliver. $30 can cure one child. $300 can cure 10 kids of leprosy. Maybe you'd count the number of stockings you have on your mantle, and you would say, that's how many kids I want to cure of leprosy. Bring your family into it. I just celebrated a birthday over the weekend, and I told my kids, I don't want a gift. I really just want to spend time with you. I have a son leaving for boot camp on Monday. And so I will
God bless
not,
him.
I will not, thank you. I will not be he will not be with us on Christmas. And so, first time ever. And so I said, I just want to spend time with you guys. So not a present, but a presence. I wanted the presence. And so today, you know, you can send this present, but also send the presence of the Lord when you do this in Jesus' name. It is a ministry. Sending this and doing this in the Lord's name and delivering the saving gospel so that it is not just something for time but for eternity, not just something for the temporal but for the eternal. And that's what we're doing together today. It's easy to do. It's ours to do. It's a godly thing to do. The world is not going to hold a telethon to cure leprosy.
Yeah.
They'll do a lot of stuff, but they're not going to do that. This is ours to do. It's an inside job. If we don't do it, it's not going to be done. And it is certainly the most Christ-like thing you could do today. Like the men with leprosy came to Christ and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? We can say, yes, I'm willing. And in that sense, we could do exactly, not just what would Jesus do, the old WWJD, but what did Jesus do? We don't have to wonder what he would do. We can see what he did do. And we get a chance to do that together today. And it's fun. It's ours to do. It's an inside job. Don't miss the blessing. Don't let the blessing pass you by. So get the family, gather the family, and don't suffer the paralysis of analysis.
Well, and maybe you've got a different kind of family. Maybe you're kind of isolated like we are. We don't have any physical family 1,000 miles near us, but we've got a small group, and we've got a church body, and we've got people that that we are looking forward to celebrating Christ's birth with. Mm-hmm. Friends, talk to them. Let them know. Say, hey, did you hear what AM570 is doing? They're helping to cure kids of leprosy, and it's a permanent cure forever, and it only costs $30 to help one child. Friends, maybe your small group could do a 10-child pack at $300. You know, just literally, if you meet for Bible study, we do tonight, just bring it up at prayer time. Say, guys, I'm convicted about this. There's 10 kids that we could cure of leprosy and give the gospel to in one gift. Let's do that. Pass the hat, literally pass the hat, and then make the phone call and do that. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. But it is so... It so embodies what the body of Christ is supposed to do at this time of year. We want to be a light. We talk about wanting to be a light, but do we take the steps to be the light? We talk about wanting to give the joy of Christmas to other people, but do you take the effort to do what's necessary to do that? You can hold all kinds of ideals in your head about what this day and season should mean, but unless you take concrete action, it's just kind of empty talk. Doesn't have to be, though. And curing children at Christmas time of a disease that dates back to the Bible, and know that they get introduced to Jesus at the same time. Now, Scott, let me ask you, these 16 countries, these 520 kids, just to be really clear for our listeners, they are already living in a certain degree of isolation from the people that they love. And you were talking about presence versus present. You get to give the gift of a presence of their own family, a dad, a mom being rejoined with a child.
And that is huge at Christmas time. If you've ever been, you know, one of my favorite Christmas songs is I'll Be Home for Christmas. Because if you've been away from your family at Christmas time, at a tough time of year, there's just something about that. Whether you're listening to the Judy Garland version or the Bing Crosby version, or Judy Garland from Meet Me in St. Louis. I mean, it's 1942 or whatever it was. That's where that song comes from. So being home for Christmas, the presence of each other is a powerful thing. And today you get a chance to bring those families back together just in time for Christmas by calling the number.
Can you help cure three kids? That's a $90 gift. Five children would be $150. If you wanted to do 20 children, that's a $600 gift. 10 would be $300. You do the math. Make the call. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 2:30 for the biggest game of the year as the Black Knights take on the Navy Midshipmen in Philadelphia on New York's home for Army football, AM 570 WMCA.
Gift giving is easy this holiday season with Capalbo's Gift Baskets. A family-owned local landmark for over 110 years, Capalbo's makes fresh fruit, wine, and gourmet gift baskets, holiday towers, and now organic baskets, too. Get free shipping on more than 100 different baskets, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Use code AM570 and save 10% today. Order online at capalbosonline.com or call 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262. It's Capalbo's.
Looking for the perfect last-minute gift? Then stop by Hawthorne Christian Academy's Christmas Craft and Vendor Shopping Expo on Saturday, December 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the campus of Hawthorne Gospel Church. Vendors will showcase a wide range of handcrafted items, pottery, jewelry, toys, home decor, and much more. Don't miss Hawthorne Christian Academy's Christmas Craft and Vendor Shopping Expo on December 15th and find that one-of-a-kind gift for that special someone. For more information, visit www.hca.org or call 973-423-3331.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
And today, hopefully giving you what you need to know to make a difference. Hopefully giving you what you need to know so that you're able to, like we will tonight with the kids at the table. Say, guys, it's time again. What do you mean, Dad? No, it's time. You remember last year we talked about how Christmas isn't about getting one more Lego set or one more dress-up princess dress? And this is the real big one in our house because the three-year-old, she's got her Elsa and her Anna and whatever else. She's like, no. It's not about getting this Christmas. It's about what we can do for others. Well, who should we do it for, Dad? Well, I don't know. What does the Bible say about helping those that are in need? What does the Bible say about helping those who are sick? What does the Bible say about helping those who don't have a father? And it's not necessarily that their father doesn't live this time. It's that they can't be near their father. What does the Bible say about those people? Well, Dad, I think he would want us to do something about it. Yeah, I think he would. So what do you think we should do? Well, I don't know. Can we give them a gift? Well, we can. But what do you think they most need? Well, I don't know. If they're sick, they probably want to get well. Yeah, they probably do. And what about you? What about you, James and Jonathan and Charlotte? What if you couldn't have Christmas with Mom and Dad? What if you couldn't sit on our lap on Christmas morning and hug our neck and say, wow, this is special. What about that? Dad, I wouldn't like that at all. I want to be with you and Mom on Christmas Day. Okay, so now that we know that, then what can we do for these children? Well, Dad, we got to help them. We got to help them. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to call the number. Dad's going to pull out his credit card, and we're going to give a gift, and we're going to decide. Now, how many kids can we help? 597. Well, maybe we can't do that this morning. But what can we do? Friends, you can have that same conversation. It's simple and easy to do. 800-979-1980. It's going to go a long way to helping a child this Christmas. And I am grateful to Scott Wilder and American Leprosy Missions and just their reminder that to do good is to do God's work, to do good for these children who have no one to do good for them. Helping the least of these really is doing it as though we're doing it to Jesus, right? So let's do that. 800-979-1980. There's 520 kids. They already know who they are. They already know where they are. They know how to get the medicines to them. We just need to do it. $30 cures one child. Can you give a gift of $300 today? Can you give a gift of $150? Can you give a gift of $90? You're going to help children get cured and find Jesus at the same time. 800-979-1980. Scott's back tomorrow. We're going to spend a couple of days together. 800-979-1980 or online at am570themission.com. Now go and make this a Merry Christmas. 800-979-1980.